Hello, are you participating in Scoll Free September? Where you're not supposed to be doing any social media throughout the month of September. And if you are, then why are you watching this video? Because it's going to be on social media. Anyway, we're going to get around that because I know it's totally difficult to give up something for a month, whether it's alcohol, smoking, chocolate, or whatever. And this includes, of course, social media. So continue listening to this video if you want to find out more about a viable alternative. My name is Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads onto ideal clients. So, what is a good alternative to social media during the month of September? And hopefully, of course, then you'll be able to continue this onto further months. The answer is commenting on blogs. Yes, it is something very simple. You need to abandon social media and find blogs instead. Blogs are probably quite similar to social media, but in a sense, they're not, because this is where you can read proper stuff. And I've written all about it in one of my blog posts, which you can find on www.thecommentingclub.co.uk/post-a-comment. It's important to detox whatever you're doing necessary once in a while, whether it's going to be alcohol or any other vice you have. So people have decided that September is going to be the time for detoxing on social media. So it's a good idea to find healthy alternatives, for example, like finding fruit instead of chocolate or water instead of coffee. Mind that's a bit dull, isn't it, actually? Anyway, we won't go there. So the good thing about commenting on blogs is that it allows you to awaken your dormant writing skills. You see, commenting on social media is a little different than it is in commenting on blogs. And because people have forgotten how to comment on blogs, they've forgotten how to write proper comments. The kind of comments you see on social media are inappropriate for writing on blogs. And if you're having a detox on social media, why not try a different form of commenting on a blog instead? So you can reawaken your writing skills by thinking, how can you write a bit more that is interesting and relevant and valuable and helpful? And how can this help the people who are reading your comments rather than the usual bitty one-liners or single words that you usually get on social media? Another good thing about commenting blogs is that you are able to read more stuff that's interesting and valuable, possibly to you or your business. So reading new stuff broadens your horizons, makes you learn new stuff, gives you better ideas, awakens you for other ideas and how other people think and what other people write about. Now, you necessarily wouldn't get that in social media, which you certainly would within blogs. Another thing about commenting blogs, it managed to make you change your mindset because to comment on a blog requires you to properly read it first and then properly think before you start writing. It isn't just necessarily a response that you do automatically when you see something. Social media is a real-time environment where you have to respond immediately with something, anything, just to make a noise. Now, you don't need to do that in blog commenting. It's a little bit different than it is before, and it requires a different mindset. Another thing about commenting on blogs is that it allows you to show off your knowledge, and therefore you can spread awareness of what who you are and what you do to a much larger audience than you would do if you are able then to just focus on social media. It also allows you to write a bit more about you and other people's blogs than that would have a much larger and diverse readership than you would have on your own blog. A great way of spreading your awareness to the big bad world out there. Another thing about commenting on blogs, it allows you to help others. So how to let them understand how you can benefit them with your own expertise and knowledge. Now, this is a great way of expanding the world and telling people about what you can do. If you can't do that within comments, where else can you do it? And another way of commenting on blogs allows you to increase your attention span because you are forced to focus on better comments, better reading, better writing, better commenting. So those are the reasons why I think you should give up social media and focus more on reading and commenting on blogs. Thank you for listening. I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads onto ideal clients. If you'd like to know more, send me a message so we can have a little chat.